can realize the glory of Swamiji, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. How glorious was he? That especially in this month. His birth was after Janmashtami Nandotsav. And his Aprakat Lila is also in the Kartik month. Today we are going to observe his Aprakat Lila, Mahotsav. Remembering his all the activities and the services to Krishna, and how he preached, and how he is glorious. You know that he did miracle. Miracle. In couple of years, he preached the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami, his Gurudev, all over world. Where he bodily could not go, but he mission went in forest, in hills, here, there, in oceans, islands, everywhere. Even in Africa, African countries, it's Muslim countries also, everywhere. Today we are going to offer this day, Vira Mahatsav. I think one disciple should do archan here. Archan has been done? Very good. Who did? Vaishnav Maharaj. Not yourself?
No, he came.
You don't know, perhaps. You don't know archan, perhaps. No? You don't know the archan of your Gurudev? You can...
Simple processes.
Okay. Then if it is done very good, in the last we will do aarti and then offerings of Pushpanjali. So where is your list? Mata, you should tell the list of things. I think it will be okay that you should begin first.
Just one question, Guruji. Every year you are telling that we should also mix some devotees who are not initiated by Srila Swami Maharaj. We should mix them with those who are initiated.
I will tell someone. But I think it will be proper. Directly, who are initiated? You, this Prabhu. Oh, this. You also? You are initiated. He, and so many. You have.
We have many.
Huh. Then you should. I think that first you should speak something, and after that, you should follow the list and you should announce the name, and I will request them. So first I am requesting Sripad Urukram Prabhu, a senior disciple, to glorify his Gurudev and give Pushpanjali through his words. You should come here and from here.
अंगश्यामलिम छटाभिरभिते मंदोक मंदे कृतिंदीवरम जड्डंजागुडरोचि संविदधतं पट्टंबरस्य श्रिया बिंदारण्यनिवासिनं हृदि लसद्दामाभिरामोदरं राधास्कंदनिवेशितो जलभुजं ध्यायेम दामोदरं तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमां चरणं तिके
हम लोग नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट होंगे विष्णु पार शिशुन भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज जी के तिरुभाव तिथि के स्थिति पूजा में आज हम लोग उनकी महत्ता का गुणगान करते हुए उनके चरणों में पुष्पांजलि अर्पित कर रहे हैं। सवेरे बहुत से लोग रह गए जो नहीं दे सके पुष्पांजलि। टुडे वी आर गिविंग अवर पुष्पांजलि इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट ओम विष्णुपाद श्री श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज। इन मॉर्निंग वी कुड नॉट कंप्लीट इट, सो आई थिंक दैट बेटर वी शुड कंप्लीट। देर आर सो मेनी बट आई थिंक दैट 15 मिनट्स वी विल गो गिव ऑल एंड इन ब्रीफ ऑल शुड गिव देयर पुष्पांजलि इन हिज लोटस फीट। पहले कौन करेगा? तुम लोग कुछ बोल, तुम कुछ बोल बे स्वामी महाराज
बोलो।
हाँ बेसी बोल पाना सब द मर्सी ऑफ हरि गुरु एंड वैष्णव थ्री आर एसेंशियल। इफ देयर इज नो मर्सी ऑफ वैष्णव वी कैन नॉट हैव द मर्सी ऑफ गुरुदेव एंड इफ नॉट mercy of Gurudev, we cannot have the mercy of Krishna or Mahaprabhu. So three are essential. If anyone wants to serve Krishna, Krishna manages everything. He sends Guru to devotees who have desire to serve Krishna. Shishya cannot go to Guru because he cannot understand, he cannot recognize that who is Guru or not. Like when Dhruva wanted to meditate Krishna or his mercy he wanted, at once Krishna sent Narada. You know the Prahlad Maharaj, when he wanted to do service of Krishna, at once Krishna sent Narada Rishi, and through mother he heard everything in his own. So if anyone wants or he has desire to serve Krishna, but desire should be very very what that word माने कोनो स्वार्थ रहित सिंसियर he should be sincere. With sincerity if he prays Krishna that he will send Guru, because a devotee, a general person never know that who is Guru. So if a karmi wants something, then he sends karmi gyan, karmi guru. And if he is yogi, then he is yogi guru. If gyani, then gyani guru. And if he wants to serve Krishna, then Krishna sends a bhakt guru. And if any cheater wants worldly desire, and then Krishna sends him a guru like cheater guru. So Krishna arranges him. So our desire to serve Krishna should be sincere. He is telling also that any Western devotees, they never come to their Gurudev in India to seek Guru, but Guru, Krishna sent Guru, Swamiji, or in Western countries, everywhere, because they cannot come. They were not in position to come to India and search Guru. But Krishna sent Guru, and the Guru went there in all parts of the world. Each and every countries he went. He went to forests here and there. He sent his books everywhere, and very soon he preached everywhere. So you all have come by his mercy. Also, I am going there. They are not coming to me. Krishna sends me, inspires me to go there, and I go there. And thus, this is the mercy of Gurudev. So, we can see the mercy of Gurudev, that lakhs and lakhs of devotees are inclined to serve Krishna by his mercy. Now, who is senior one? Vrajavallabh Prabhu. Te jakhan chila. Sadhu thakve lamba lamba jata. Or ekdam nanga jasa rahega. Yalangoti pehnega. Or kapda nahi pehnega, vibhuti lagayega. ऐसा व्यक्ति ही साधु है. पहले हमारे घर में धारणा थी, घर बार छोड़ करके नंगा जैसा रहेगा, बड़ी बड़ी जटाएं होंगी, ऐसा व्यक्ति साधु होगा. किंतु 1947 में जब मैंने गुरु पदाश्रय किया और कलकत्ता में गया तो देखा जी बहुत से वहां पर हमारे गुरु जी हैं, एक वेल सूटेड बूटेड एक व्यक्ति आया और देखा जी हमारे गुरु जी और सब लोग थे, उठ करके उसका अभिवादन किया. हमने देखा जी ये कौन है, तो देखा जी ये कौन है, ये अभय बाबू हैं. अभय बाबू वर्षित नहीं, अभय बाबू सफेद कपड़े में बड़े अच्छे सूटेड बूटेड. हमारे मन में उतर नहीं रहा है कि ये साधु होंगे. पहले लोगों की ऐसे ही धारणा होती है, या थी पहले लोगों की, लंबी लंबी जटाएं, गांजा खूब जोर से खींचेगा तो ये साधु होगा. हमारी भी ऐसे ही धारणा थी. जंगल में रहेगा, मशारी नहीं लगाएगा, छाता नहीं लेगा और राख लेकर के मल करके रहेगा, बम बम करेगा. किंतु हमारी धारणा बदल गई गौड़ीय वैष्णवों को देख करके, विशेष करके उनको देख करके अभय बाबू जी को, सभी उनको अभय बाबू कहते. साधु कैसे होता है, विचारों से साधु होता है. प्रभुपाद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ने इस धारणा को बदला. पहले ऐसा नहीं था, लोग उसी को साधु कहते थे. किंतु प्रभुपाद जी ने कहा जी एरोप्लेन में भगवान की कथा प्रचार करने के लिए, लोगों को भजन कराने के लिए एरोप्लेन की भी जरूरत थी, उसमें चढ़ेंगे. और जो नास्तिक ये वैज्ञानिक लोग जो आविष्कार किए हुए हैं, इन सबको भगवान की हम सेवा में लगाएंगे. इसलिए प्रभुपाद जी खूब ठाट बार से रहते थे. किस लिए? गवर्नर, राष्ट्रपति और बड़े बड़े लोग उनकी कथा सुनेंगे, नहीं तो वो सब नहीं आएंगे. यदि फक्कड़ जैसे हम रहेंगे तो ये लोग आएगा, ये कोई नहीं आएगा. इसलिए प्रभुपाद ने एक नई सिस्टम बनाया, जो साधारण लोगों को भी, बड़े बड़े पढ़े लिखे लोगों को भी भगवान के भजन में लगा. यदि स्वामी जी नहीं जाते तो ये सब लोगों को पकड़ करके कौन लाता, और ठाट बाट से नहीं जाते, एरोप्लेन से नहीं जाते, नहीं घूमते, तो इतने देशों में कैसे प्रचार होता. इसलिए इसकी जरूरत है. इसलिए साधु कैसे, बेस से नहीं, विचारों से साधु है. व्हाट आई टोल्ड एडवांस बट क्विकली हाँ वहीं से बोलो, देरी मत कीजिए, दो एक सेकेंड.
गुरुदेव इज सेइंग रियली क्वाइट ह्यूमरस दैट अर्लियर ही हैड दिस कंसेप्ट इन हिज माइंड दैट साधु मींस वन हु हैज गॉट लॉन्ग हेयर्स who is running bhasma, that is ash around his body, leaving away from the clean and pushing of the city side
are honoring him, giving so much respect.
No, so, he was Abhay Babu, but no, he was Sadhu. And Guru Maharaj is saying that this was a revolutionary idea injected to us.
Who went to Western and Eastern countries. He went to African countries, Muslim countries also. And so many disciples came. But told to do kirtan of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Narottam Thakur, Gaudiya Vaishnava. So they do these kirtans. And they know the meanings of the kirtans also. But I see that even some devotees of Mathura, they cannot sing all the kirtans. They don't know anything. Even I see the devotees of Delhi also, anywhere also, they cannot sing all kirtans of Śrīla Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Narottam Thakur or any Gaudiya Vaishnava. Oh, very rare they are. ওরা করতে পারে না, কি করতে পারে না, ওরা ওই যে কীর্তন যে স্বামীজি দেশে বিদেশেতে গৌরাঙ্গ বলিতে হবে পুলক শরীর, তারপরে রাধে জয় জয় মাধব দৈতে, হি টট অল এভরিওয়্যার, ইভেন টু মোহামডান, ইভেন টু অল, এন্ড দে আর ডুইং কীর্তন. আই নো দ্যাট ওয়েন উই আর ডুইং কীর্তন all will all see and they do kirtan. But bhartiyon ke liye ye bada bhari kathin hai, wo jo unhone rat rakha hai, sun rakha, wahi kirtan karenge. Dekho, yadi mayavadiyon ke dwara banaya hua kirtan hai, karmi ke dwara banaya gaya kirtan hai, ya apne banaya hua kirtan hai, bhagwan nahi sunenge, lakh koi kare. Sharang sharanagati hoibe jahar, তাহার প্রার্থনা শুনেছি. জিনক অনকন্ডিশন সরেন্ডার করকে গুরু কে চরণো মে কি আর গুরু কি জিনোনে সেবা কি হ্যাঁ ভগবান কে শরণাগত হ্যাঁ উনকে কীর্তন কো ভগবান শুনতে হ্যাঁ দূসরে কত উনকো সুরতাল লয় মান খুব জানতে হ্যাঁ ভগবান উনকো সুরতাল লয় মান সে কোই নেই প্রসন্ন করা সকতা যদি হামারে মহাপুরুষো কে দ্বারা রূপ গোস্বামী সনাতন গোস্বামী আমার রঘুনাথ দাস গোস্বামী কৃষ্ণ দাস কবিরাজ গোস্বামী নরোত্তম ঠাকুর ভক্তি বিনোদ ঠাকুর প্রেমানন্দ বহু সে সব হুয়া গোবিন্দ দাস ইনকে কিয়ে হুয়ে কীর্তন কো করলে সে ক্যা হোগা ঝট ভগবান কি কৃপা হোগি হম তো ভগবান কা নাম কই ভি নাম কর সকতে হ্যাঁ উই ক্যান চান্ট এনি নেম নারায়ণ হরি গোবিন্দ we can do. But what our rishis maharshis have invented, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Isliye apne dwara jo bhagwan ka naam liya hua usme utni shakti nahi hoti jitna ki un mahapurushon ke dwara banaye hue kirtanon ke aur mantron ke dwara hai. Ye bhagwan ke dwara prakashit ye mantra hai. Kaun? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. ইসমে শক্তি হিসা কীর্তন করলে সে শরীর মে ভক্তি আয়গি লোক ভক্তি হোগি ভগবান কি কৃপা বরসেগি আর আপনি মন সে যদি হম বনা করকে ছাড়া কীর্তন ইত্যাদি করেন তো ও নেই হোগা ইসলিয়ে হম লোক স্বামীজি নে ক্যা কিয়া পহলি বার যা করকে কিয়া জব ও নিউইয়র্ক মে গে তো বেঠ করকে আঁখ বন্ধ করকে করতাল কেবল লে করকে when he went to New York in that Tompkins Square Park he closing his eyes and he took his kartal Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivatadi Gaur Bhakta Vipar or Hare Krishna Hare Krishna all they are attracted and he taught everywhere only the songs of but coming from our realized gurus usme shakti hoti hai aap log is cheez ko samjhe ye unki specially africa ka इधर अमेरिका का, इंग्लैंड का, इटली का, बेल्जियम का, फिर उधर में कहां कहां के लोग, किंतु कीर्तन एक ही, गौरांग बोलित हवे फूलों का शरीर और ऑल दिस साइड राधे जय जय माधव दैते और जय कुंज बिहारी लाइक दिस ऑल. सो यू शुड अंडरस्टैंड दिस थिंग वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट ही प्रोड्यूस. ऐसे ही हम लोगों को विश्वास कर, यदि उनका कीर्तन करेंगे हमारा कल्याण बहुत जल्दी हो जाए. और अपने बनाने से प्रभुपाद जी कहते जैसे वो ड्रम बजाओ जैसे कान में न आए. क्या वो कीर्तन निताई गौर
राजस्थान.
अच्छा निताई नाम ऑथेंटिक भगवान का नाम है और गौरचंद्र भी कृष्ण का ही नाम है या कृष्ण महाप्रभु भगवान का स्वयं नाम. निताई गौर राधे. अच्छा कितने नाम अच्छे अच्छे हैं किंतु प्रभुपाद कहते हैं ये कान में ना आए बजाओ जोर से डंडा वो तीन बजाओ. He told that oh we should not hear this kirtan and we should beat a drum that these words should not come in. Though Nitai, Gau, Radhe, Shyam, they are name of Krishna and Mahaprabhu. But why Prabhupada did? Because there is something wrong in this. Bhaja Nitai Gaur Radhe Shyam. Who bhaja? Nitai Gaur Om. Tumi Radha Krishna bhajan karo. ओ निताई ओ गौर यू शुड भज राधा कृष्ण. सो दोस देर आर सो मेनी. सो इन दिस सॉन्ग्स दो एनी वन मेक्स इट ओ सो मेनी रस रसा दुष्ट एंड आउट ऑफ सिद्धांत इट इज श्योरली टू कम. सो फाइव इट न शुड चांट दैट मंत्र. आई थिंक दैट इन एनी मेलोडी in any melody, whether it's Indian or Telugu, Tamil, English, any, in all melody, Krishna Nam Sank, Hare Krishna can be sung. What I want to tell, what I told, you yourself, what I told.
Oh, Krishna
Das can sing it in hundreds melody here and there. New. In any melody and any way, anyone can sing. So it is what?
Available.
Manifested by himself Krishna. तो ऐसे सबको कीर्तन करना चाहिए और जीवन को बर्बाद नहीं करना चाहिए. स्वामी जी ने चारों ये फैला है. देन हो उपानंद प्रभु ओ वेरी सीनियर डिवोटी ओ यू शुड कम एंड स्पीक समथिंग. व्हाट आर द ड्यूटीज ऑफ ए पक्का डिसाइपल. श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टम स्थापितं जैन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यम ददाति सपदांतिक. व्हाई वी ऑनर रूप गोस्वामी बिकॉज ही फुलफिल द डिजायर ऑफ श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु. सो इफ एनी वन इज फुलफिलिंग द डिजायर ऑफ हिज गुरुदेव देन रियली ही इज डिसाइपल अदरवाइज नॉट. अभय चरणार्थ प्रभु ही लेफ्ट हिज बिजनेस हिज एवरीथिंग to serve Srila, his Gurudev. Not only, he took sannyas also. And after that he crossed the sea with nothing, nishkinchan, without any farthing. He went western countries. And you know how he preached his mission? What he did? Why honor him? Because he fulfilled the mission of his Gurudev. I have not heard that he cooked for him. Never. He had no chance to cook his food, to wash his clothes. But even what he did, he was never with his Gurudev. Oh, he used to come for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, and associating with him, and then return to his bed. But what he did? To fulfill his desire, which anyone can, a very rare person can do. He translated Gita. Translated? Bhagavatam. Chaitanya Charitamrita and so many books. And preached in the whole world his mission. I think that his Gurudev very, very satisfied by this. This is Manovishta Seva. So if a disciple does not know what is the Manovishta of his Gurudev, and he is not following and not doing, then he is not disciple. Wo sevak nahi, kya hai? Bak hai. Bak mane? In Hindi language, there is three letters. Se, wa, ka. Hai na? Sevak. To jo apne Guruji ki manofishta seva nahi karta hai, to wo kya hai? Jo Gurudev ji ke kane se bhi nahi karta hai. अपने मन से तो नहीं करता, वो तो दूसरी बात, अपने मन से नहीं करता, गुरु जी की अभिलाषा जान करके बसा, जैसे महा रूप गोस्वामी महाप्रभु जी की इच्छा जान. इफ ए गुरुदेव इज गिविंग ऑर्डर एंड ही इज फॉलोइंग हिज कनिष्ठ, एंड इफ एनी मन हैविंग एनी हिंट ऑफ गुरुदेव एंड ही इज सर्विंग हिज मध्यम एंड दोज विदाउट आस्किंग विदाउट ऑर्डरिंग they know the will, desire of Gurudev and following. At once doing, completing, then he is Uttam Seva. But those who, even by telling, ordering, they are not doing. They are not knowing what he wants, what is his desire. Then see, he is like Baka. Baka means?
Crane.
Standing on one leg. It means that he is doing austerities. He never speaks. Mauna brata. And standing on one feet. Ek pair par khada ho karke, dhyanast ho karke. Asakti, bada bhari sadhu hai. He is very great sadhu. But what he is doing? His whole meditation is for fish. If any fish comes, and at once, like this. So, we should know of what Swamiji did. He fulfilled his desire. Everywhere he preached the mission of his Gurudev. And his Gurudev was very, is, even today, his Gurudev is very happy. So, we should know that we should try to know, and to know, after knowing, we should try to fulfill the desire of his Gurudev. That is the real disciple. And Swamiji did it. So we honor him. Next. Last day. After speaking me, he could not speak, spoke with anyone. Last. He told that you should give my samadhi. I want, requested. And he told that you should help my disciples in all ways. I have brought them, but I could not find. So I request you to help them. I told that I will surely follow your orders. And I did. Why? One thing I remember, there were two babus. पहले दो बाबू थे, एक विनोद बाबू और दूसरे अभय बाबू. दोनों बहुत उच्च कोटि के घरों में, धनी परिवार में ये जन्मे, और अच्छा शांतिपुरी धोती और कमीज और लाठी पेंट लेकर के चलने वाले ये दोनों बाबू, और दोनों में प्रीति. हो सकता है स्वामी जी परम पूज्य श्रीधर महाराज इत्यादि को भी शिक्षा गुरु के रूप में लेते हैं, किंतु बाबू ने बाबू को ही संन्यास गुरु के रूप में ग्रहण किया. इसके भी कारण है, ऐसे ही नहीं. यदि श्रद्धा नहीं होती तो क्यों लेते? कुछ उसमें गंभीर विचार हैं, देयर आर सम वेरी मिस्टीरियस थॉट्स बिहाइंड दिस थिंग्स, व्हाई वन बाबू टूक सन्यास, हाउ वन बाबू एक्सेप्टेड हिज शिक्षा गुरु और सन्यास गुरु, सो देयर इज समथिंग मिस्टीरियस एंड दैट इज व्हाई दे नो ऑल दीज थिंग्स एंड दैट इज व्हाई he took sannyas from our Gurudev and then taking sannyas he fulfilled the mission of his sannyas guru also and his diksha guru Srila Prabhupada. इस तरह से उन्होंने विश्व में प्रचार किया, नहीं तो नहीं प्रचार कर सकते. यदि अपने गुरु की सेवा नहीं की, दीक्षा गुरु, शिक्षा गुरु, सन्यास गुरु, पहले इस्कॉन के लोग ये सन्यास गुरु का कोई महत्व नहीं दे, ये तो बेसिक दे दिया बस. हमने कहा जी ऐसा मत सोचो, ऐसे नहीं लिया. सन्यास गुरु माने क्या? गोपी भाव देना होता है सन्यास में. भजन का जो सबसे अंतिम उद्देश्य होता है वो गुरु देता है उसको, इसलिए साधारण नहीं है वो जो गुरु जिसको गोपी भेष और गोपी भाव दे. जनरली द डिवोटीज ऑफ इस्कॉन दे यूज टू थिंक दैट और सन्यास गुरु इज नथिंग नथिंग ओनली ही गिव्स एंड दिस इज लाइक ए ऑर्डिनरी फॉर्मेलिटी.
एक्चुअली स्वामी महाराज तो गोपी भाव दे नहीं, तो बोला वही जनता वो जाना.
Perhaps Swami ji has not given this mantra. He knew that they are not actually qualified for sannyas guru. Perhaps that is why he has not given. And that is why they don't know all these mysterious things, deep things. But actually, what is this? Sannyas guru is not formality. A very good mood, that gopi bhav. So, any disciple, sannyas shishya will be kritagya forever.
Grateful.
For long lives. So, this was not formality. इसलिए गुरु जी के प्रति उनका इतना आदर था. जो सनातन गोस्वामी का जो प्रणाम मंत्र है वो गुरु जी के लिए उन्होंने प्रयोग किया. You know that he used the same mantra of Sanatan Goswami pranam mantra to our Gurudev. When he heard the disappearance, this Sambad message in New York or where he is, I don't know. And there, at once a meeting was called there. And he made some resolutions and he sent to me in Mathura. Oh, very high class of thoughts were in that. He told what? Vairagya yuga bhakti rasam prayatnai apayan manun bhikshu mandam kripam budirja paradukha dukhi shri keshamam aham ashrayami. How he has regard for our Gurudev. That is why we have regard to Swami. He has belief on me, very strong belief. He has written that, you have and myself, our relations are transcendental. He has not written for anyone, and that is why he told that in the shishya of our Guru, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami myself, and he selected me to for his samadhi and for all these things. And I am successful in my preaching. Why? Because of my Gurudev and because of Swamiji. Because he accepted me. I am so bold to tell that, only I am the disciple of Srila Bhakti Vedant Swami Maharaj. I cannot fall down. Never deficient. Never. They may fall down. And I'm glorifying Swamiji with my Gurudev. Everywhere. Bet jao. Bet. पता नहीं कि क्या क्यों बैठ जाओ विदम मत जाओ अभी बैठ तो क्या कह रहे थे ये बेकार की मथुरा की लड़कियां एवरीवेयर आई एम ग्लोरीफाइंग हिम एंड दैट इज वाई द डिवोटी द डिसाइपल्स हु लेफ्ट द मिशन ऑफ एस्कॉन नो फेथ ऑन इस्कॉन लीडर नाउ दे आर ग्रेजुअली कमिंग विथ वेरी वॉट इंस्पिरेशन दे आर कमिंग and they are now preaching in the same inspiration as at the time of Swami. I know Brajavalla Prabhu, this Prabhu, Gyandas Prabhu, Shyam Rani, or with a new inspiration, as they have inspiration. When Vrindavan Vilasini and Shyam Rani, very beautiful, teeny is a very beautiful, attractive girls. And they used to go where?
Airports,
here and there, to distribute books. Having no lajja, shame and anything. Now, my disciples are also going like this and doing. Also, the disciples of Swamiji are coming and inspired and then, again they are doing. In our parikrama, you can see how many are coming from where and where. And you can see the Loknath Parikrama now. At first 60 devotees with him doing Parikrama. And after that, in last days, he has only 5 with him doing Parikrama. And no inspiration, no kirtan like this. Why it is coming? Because I served my Gurudev also, and Swamiji also. So there is a special mercy spilling on me. Amen. Without this, their mercy, I was like a straw, dry straw, nothing else. So you should think that who will fulfill the desire of Gurudev and serve him? Oh, he must be Guru and Acharya. They don't want Acharya, see. They don't want to be a Guru. But even whole world will accept him. Like Rupa Goswami has told. वाचो वेगम मनसः क्रोध वेगम जिह्वा गुरुपस्त वेगम एतान विगान जो विषहित धीर सर्वम अपि माम पृथ्वी शास्त्रिष्यात् सो यू कैन सी ऑल द थिंग्स आर इन द कैरेक्टर ऑफ श्रील भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज मोर ओ निर्गुण प्रभु शुड कम ओ ही डिड मर्सी अपॉन मी And he sent so many to serve me and to help me. Urukam Prabhu, Gyan Das and all. They have come to me only by the mercy of Swamiji. He sent and inspired them to go and help. And that is why all are coming and helping me from all over the world. So I am very much indebted to all the disciples of Swamiji. That they are helping me in all ways. Couple of minutes. After that. Where is he? Oh, he should come for 2 minutes.
Namaste, Saraswati Devi, Guru Mani Pracharya, Nivishesha Sandhavati Paskatati Sitarani. First of all,
it will be very late for me. I will have to beg pardon for that.
Similarly, I'd like to offer 1,000 obeisances unto Lotus Feet of my Shiksha Guru, Om Vishnu Padas, Dr. Sutta Shishi, and Shiva Bhaktivinoda, Narayan Maharaj. And finally, I'd like to offer new obeisances unto Lotus Feet of Nityananda Vrishnu Vishnu Padas, Dr. Sutta Shishi, and Shiva Asi Bhaktivinoda Swami. So, many devotees have been speaking the glories of Srila Prabhupada, and personally I'm not even initiated disciple of Srila Prabhupada, so I'm feeling very fortunate to be able to come up and speak in this very distinguished assembly of sannyasis and Vaishnavas. So what comes to mind is, first of all, how personally I feel completely indebted to Srila Prabhupada I know many devotees. Before coming into association of devotees, that they had some aspirations. They were looking for some type of spiritual path, etc.
Very.
But myself, I was a complete debauchee. I grew up in New York.
Well.
I had
very
no
well.
Aspirations of spiritual life. And my whole energy was directed towards drinking, sleeping, and being merry to the maximum. And despite my situation, Srila Prabhupada, he pulled me in. Even though I never personally or physically met Srila Prabhupada, I've always felt like I have a very close relationship with Srila Prabhupada. Throughout my 20 years of serving, really my real shelter has been Srila Prabhupada. And we see how miraculous Srila Prabhupada's his activities are, that he can touch people so deeply, even though they may have never met Srila Prabhupada. Physically, I've never met Srila Prabhupada, but still, I feel closer to Prabhupada than I feel to anybody else on the planet before, now, or probably that I hope will have such a relationship. And still, I never met him. And Srila Prabhupada, he's affected people like this all over the globe, not by the hundreds of the thousands, but by the millions. And Prabhupada, he's come and he's shown us, just as when we were discussing the glories of Nityalila Purishnam Vishnupadasa Dhru Satashishma Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj, we were discussing how his Guru Seva was so exalted and extraordinary to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Prabhupada. So in the same way, we see how our Srila Prabhupada, he was known as
temple president anywhere in England.
Birmingham.
In Birmingham. And he was deputed to look after me as a CID, that what he is doing and what he is preaching in England here and there. And as a spy he came and he was noting down my all classes. And hearing 2 or 3 days, he left ISKCON and he became... And from there he began to pray for me. They sent that go and not done what he is doing, and he became mine. So I am very happy that he is preaching everywhere now. The mission of his Gurudev, of Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Rupa Goswami. Very good speaker. Thank you. Oh, yes, 2 minutes. Though we have no time, but Ramesh Prabhu, be ready. Where Ramesh?
Ramesh,
Ramesh, backside.
Ramesh should come. He has said so much to Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. But now he is more serving. He is helping me everywhere in the world, especially in South America, Costa Rica, Panama, here, Mexico, also in America. He is helping so much.
Alachua.
Alachua here and there. And he is... making me dance everywhere. So thank you for this, that you are serving your Prabhupada, your Gurudev. Couple of 2 minutes. Otherwise, my medicine and everything will be...